Good morning, everyone. Welcome to BCC, and it's great to be here today. And shall we stand? Let's pray. Father God, it's such a privilege to be here, standing here today. And Lord, we're here today on your holy day, and we're here just to praise you for who you are, God. So, Father, just set a fire in our hearts today, and Lord, let us just praise you with all that we have, because Lord, you are so worthy to be praised, God. And it says in Matthew 18:20, "For when two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." So, you know, be expectant that God is here with us right now, and let every word that comes out from our mouths just be full of praise. And Lord, I pray this in your most precious name. Amen.
Strength for us as we wait upon the Lord, we will wait. Your glory fall, consume in fire.
down everything at your cross, God. Lord, teach us how not to be selfish and just live the life that you have perfectly planned out for us already, Lord. Let us wait for the right time and the times that you have planned for us instead of finding out our own ways to work things out, because after all, God, you are the God who is all-knowing, and Lord, you know what is perfect for us, and Lord, you only discipline the ones that you love, God. Lord, let us have that trust in you. Let us not trust in ourselves, but just rely on you, because Lord, you are our only hope. You are our rock when we are down, God. You're the one who holds us up so mightily, God. Your wings like eagles just carry us through all the hard times, God. Father, let us know that you are here now, God. Be expectant of you now, that Lord, your spirit will come now, and that Lord, your love will be just around us, and Lord, that we feel your sense of peace around us, God. Let you be in this place now, God. Receive our praise to you, God. Lord, we give you our love right now.
Display.
riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever. I live for you alone.
Yeah. Indeed, there's no one greater than you. We thank you so much that even though we're the ones who broke your promise and disobeyed you, you are the one who saved and redeemed us. We praise you. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit unite us all. Amen. Please have a seat, and after a moment of personal prayer and reflection, join us for some tea and biscuits. See you next week.